comencemos hoy.
Let's start today. Let's start today.
Pour les gens qui sont unis.
Humanity, humanity. Get up, let's start a new day. Let's start loving today. Get up, let's start a new day. Let's start loving today. It's a very small world in which we live. We gotta live a positive. We eradicate those negative. Discrimination of color, prejudice. Equality for every race. Let's make this world a better place. Oh, many times but they're not ready for change. Now is the time we should rearrange. We live, we gotta leave a positive. To eradicate those negative. No more discrimination or color prejudice. Equality for every race. Let's make this world a better place. For many talk but they're not ready for change. Now is the time we should rearrange. And get up, let's start a new day. Let's start loving today. Get up, let's start a new day. Listen, DJ, yeah, this play. Q Shandaya Sessa. Start today.
Comencemos hoy.
Let's start today. Let's start today.
Pour les gens qui sont unis.
Humanity, humanity. Get up, let's start a new day. Let's start loving today. Get up, let's start a new day. Let's start loving today. It's a very small world in which we live. We gotta live a positive. We eradicate those negative. Discrimination of color prejudice. For every race, let's make this world a better place.
Let's start it one more time. And in between time, can I say hello, Kushandeya?
Blessed love, King DJ Endis.
Big respect, Kushan. How are you doing, King?
Everything is well, blessed. Anticipated this moment, being on Reggae Space, you know, to meet my fans and, you know, the listening public and all those locked on in the world. You know, it's an honor to be here.
Well, it's a very big honor for us to have you here on Reggae Space. Just let the massive know, yes, live in conversation right now, Kushandeya alongside Yendis. Big respects to everyone who's locked in. And you might want to get the link out to those who aren't here, who should be here. Okay, big welcome again to you, Kushan. I'm just rinsing out the first track of the night from you. It's entitled Start Today.
Definitely Start Today.
Yes, yes, it's a strong title, Start Today. It's encouraging people to stop what they're doing and start anew. Is that right?
Definitely. And you know, the world is lacking in a very important ingredient, which is love. You know, we find we have more bad over good. We need to get the good over bad. So we need to preach more love so that our message musically can take life with the flesh of the different listening audience that listen to music.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, strong, strong message, a strong track to open the night. Big up yourself, Somali. Bigging up yourself, Kushan. Just let people know, yes, the most recent registered user is Kushandeya. I don't know if you're logged in on the site right now, but yeah, some positive message coming through the shout box right now. We're going to let off the first track of the night, Start Today.
Comencemos hoy.
Let's start
Humanidad.
Today. Let's start today.
Pour les gens qui sont unis.
Humanity, humanity. Get up, let's start a new day. Let's start loving today. Get up, let's start a new day. should rearrange. Get up, let's start a new day. Let's start loving today.
And I hope you see all the appreciative messages coming through the shout box. Just a few of representing the listeners here on Reggae Space. You see that?
Yes, I give thanks, and I give thanks and welcome all the strength, you know?
Yes, yes. It's a very strong track and a very bold statement to start today. But I can hear a few other voices alongside yours in that track. Who are they?
Was definitely, this is a big singer from out of New Mexico called Trinky Star.
Trinky Star?
Yeah, that's a Spanish artist. And okay. This other brother from out in the UK called Jamaka.
Jamaka, okay.
Yeah, he's actually Ghanaian, so I wanted to have that universal front to the old song and the old theme.
Right.
So he's actually saying, get up, let's start a new day. Let's start loving today. And she's actually saying the same thing in Spanish.
Right, right, right. So you're getting an international feel to it.
Definitely.
Did you have any other mixes? You know, a lot of artists make a variety of different mixes. Do you do that with this one?
Well, definitely we will be doing that with this track, because this track can even be placed in the house genre.
Yes.
If you want to say that, and still have the same message to catch the audience also.
Right, right.
So we definitely have a couple mixes, and we're going to be putting a different mix on the album.
Right, right. And I was thinking that because you have the different artists there, you might... in a different mix, you know, feature more of the Spanish or feature more of
okay, interesting, thanks for the strength.
Well, it's just something that occurred to me. I don't want to tell you your job, but it would seem to me that you might be able to tap into another market if you mix it in such a way that the other artists come to the fore a little bit, you know, alongside your voice. You see me?
Definitely, definitely. Well, I'm going to take that critique and work on that, definitely.
All right. I hope I try to be as helpful as I can, you know, and encouraging. You see me?
Each one teach one.
Yes, man. Yes, man. Big respects to Tragic, Smiley. We got promoters providing some links in the shout box there and some pictures as well. Now, Kushan, we can't really say that you're upcoming, because you've been around a little while now, and Kushan Day is a name that a lot of people will know. But just for those who don't come across you yet, they've been living on Mars or something like that. how would you describe yourself? What would you say to introduce yourself to them?
Well, I'm Jah Humble Servant, Kushan Day, the Volcano Trumpet. The reason why I call myself Jah Humble Servant, I believe as an individual, we all should always try to serve humanity. And when we serve humanity, in return, we are actually doing the works of the Most High.
Right.
And Volcano Trumpet, whenever you hear my voice, it's like a trumpet, definitely. And my voice brings a message, not to burn you, but at least to take you on the right path. So... Mm. I wouldn't say, you know, like in the volcano, the ash of the volcano usually burns you.
Yes.
You know, my lyrics don't burn you to that depth, but just to help to give you strength, you know.
Yes.
So
yes.
I look at myself as a servant of the Most High, just an instrument, manifesting in this time, bringing you positive message through music.
Yes, yes. And where did it all start for you as an artist? Where were your first recordings made? Perhaps even earlier than that, you know, when did you first start to realize that you had the talent to inspire people, to educate people through your songs and through your music?
Well, definitely at the tender age of 9, in a small little island south of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, where they call the land of the runaway slaves. And this island is called Union Island. It's where all the volcanoes in the Caribbean meet.
Oh.
And this island is so small, there's not even 5,000 people residing there presently up to this day.
Okay.
And I actually started singing at different concerts, local pageant shows, and realized that I had a gift, but not really know that in the future music is going to be my livelihood.
Right, right.
So when I moved to the States in 1995-96, I then started getting myself more into reggae music because some of our reggae music touched me deeply. My first musical influence was people like Luciano, Dennis Brown, you know, Nat King Cole, Al Green. So I start listening to a variety of music after migrating to the United States from my small, tiny little island.
So what
three
square miles of your small island. What kind of music were you singing at that time then?
Reggae music. Like, I used to want to song like Bujobant and the Bounty Killers and
right.
the Beanie Man's them back in the days and the Barrington Levy.
Yes.
You know, so I was more like a DJ, sing J
okay.
at that moment. You know,
okay. But you so at some point you realize that it's your voice as a singer that is probably going to make you successful.
Well, definitely after working on at the 9 to 5 in the States, people keep telling me, "Well, every time you come to work, you're singing. Why don't you pursue a career?" And they keep beating it in my ears until one day I finally say, "You know what? I'm gonna merge into reggae and, you know, go to Jamaica." The grassroots of it, and get myself affiliated with some celebrating acts in reggae and also some very renowned producers.
Right. So if you wasn't pursuing a musical career, what would you be doing?
I am actually a professional plasterer by trade. I did people like Tom Hanks, Madonna, Wesley Snipes, Bruce Willis, all these different people apartment in Manhattan. So my gift is my hands doing artwork with it, which is creating your wall, making it look smooth and well detailed.
Okay. So, right. So you got another career there to pursue.
Construction.
And there's always going to be work in construction.
Definitely.
All right. But you put down the construction, you put down your trowel. Is it trowel?
Yeah, the trowel. The right thing, the trowel. And then, take a trip to Jamaica for the first time, and actually the 23rd of July 2002, where I met with our Kings of Kings family, and I recorded my first single in Jamaica called A Terrible Price and released the video after that.
Okay. And how did that do as your first effort?
Well, definitely a lot of people was saying, "Why it sounds so much like Luciano and it look like Luciano," till Luciano ended up coming to New York and met me.
Right.
Then he actually invited me on stage with him and called me his musical son.
Okay.
So that gave me a lot of props, you know, among the Jamaican public where reggae is concerned, and the Caribbean people started respecting me more. And then I went back to then I did my first U.S. tour with Anthony B.
Right.
We did like 40 states in the U.S. and then I did a second U.S. tour after that, back to back. And I just kept knocking on the door of reggae. Just keep developing my craft.
Yes.
And went back to Jamaica for the second time and did summer recording with Bobby Digital. And that song came number one. I went number one in New York in 2003.
Wow.
Show Me the Love. There's a girl from the UK called Nisha K. I think she's also on the same rhythm. Only both of us on that rhythm. It's Show Me the Love is my track. And that was back in 2003. After then, I keep recording different singles for different producers, and then meet with a very great producer, a renowned producer called Sam Palu of Diamond Rush Production, the son of Phil Pratt.
Okay.
Veteran producer Phil Pratt, yeah. And I started recording some songs with him, and we decide we're going to work together, and I signed to the label Diamond Rush Production, right. And I started doing a lot of promotion in Jamaica in the popular media, and then finally got the opportunity to be on the Rebel Salute 2011.
Wow.
And after the Rebel Salute, then get an opportunity to be on the RE school tour, going around to the different parishes and enlightening the youths about sexually transmitted diseases and so on. And then after that, participated in the Jamaica Festival / Popular Song Competition kept by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission and placed second. So I actually created history for my region, because that has never happened before, for someone to be a non-Jamaican to participate in a national competition in place. So I say that was a great endorsement by the Jamaican public, and I give thanks for the continued support.
Right. Well, it looks like the Jamaicans them taking you to their heart, you know.
Definitely. They love me like cook food.
Yes, man. And you know, considering how when you actually started and touched down on Jamaica for the first time, it seems like you become quite established very, very quickly.
Yeah, well, definitely. The thing in Jamaica, once you have talent and you present yourself in a professional manner, all doors will open to you.
Right. Yes. Well, you heard it there, people. Big respect to High Keys Touchdown, and sending out some positive message to you, Kushan.
Large
up Roughneck and Smiley. Big up DJ Slick out of the Horace Andy studio. I'm going to draw for our next tune, because that's part of the job we have here today, introducing you and your music to as many people as possible. This next track is entitled Blessing.
Disappointments can be a blessing. Learn from this lesson. Some disappointments can be a blessing. Life is a test. Learn from the lesson. Some disappointments come with a blessing. No need for stressing in this hard knock life. Only the strong will rise. What touch your heart can never fool your eyes. You got to be confident and you will win the fight. Wipe away your doubts, walk into the light. Some disappointments can be a blessing.
I'm going to pull this one up and send it out again. But first, I want to just address you on this one, Kushan.
Yes,
it's in encouraging people not to be let themselves be knocked down. Always to get up and try again. And disappointments might be a blessing in that it might open a new door.
Definitely, because in life, you know, sometimes you may apply for a job, for example, and then you apply so many places and you're still there waiting, and you're not getting any call, and you figure like, you know, everything is on your shoulder. You just have to have faith and know that once you put the effort in, nothing beats a failure but a trial.
Yes.
So everything that is destined to happen, it's the divine powers of the Most High can make it happen. So why stress?
Yes, you know.
So no need for stressing. And this is actually a song on a brand new rhythm from Jamaica featuring Luciano, Luton Fire, Capitan, and Tony B, Ainika, and Uroy, and it's called the Bubba Ting Rhythm.
Some disappointments can be a blessing. Some disappointments can be a blessing. Life is a test. Learn from the lesson. Some disappointments come with a blessing. No need for stressing in this hard knock life. Only the strong will rise. What disappointments can be a blessing. Life is a test, learn from the lesson. Some disappointments come with a blessing. No need for stressing. Free up your mind and soul and let that take control. You must play your role. Don't you say you've never been told. Be brave and bold.
Brave and bold.
Push on, pursue your goals. Be optimistic, for this world can be cold. Some disappointments can be a blessing. Life is a test, learn from the lesson. Some disappointments come with a blessing. No need for stressing.
Disappointments
can be a blessing for your upliftment. Oh yes.
Always do your best.
Always do your best. When you embark upon your quest, when you fall, you must rise again. Put yourself through the test.
Disappointments comes with a blessing.
Disappointments. Some disappointments can be a blessing. Life is a test, learn from the lesson. Some disappointments come with a blessing. No need for stressing. Failure must be unthinkable. Success comes with principle. Discipline starts from within. Rise above all obstacles and win. Put your faith in the King. Either you're out or you're in. No man can take your blessings. Join with me and sing. Some disappointments can be a blessing. Life is a test, learn from the lesson. Some disappointment.
Yes, one big tune from Kushan there, entitled Blessings. I'm going to go straight into our next one before we speak to Kushan one more time. It's off the album Bloodshed and is the title track.
Bloodshed, every day.
Bloodshed.
State. Man has lost their faith, while leaders orchestrate, humanity sits and awaits. Brothers pushing hate, when we should all collaborate. Crime on the rise, plus the murder rate. Too much bloodshed every day. Send life away. Someone will have to pay. Their faith, while leaders orchestrate, humanity sits and awaits. Brothers pushing hate, when we should all collaborate. Crime on the rise, plus the murder rate. Too much bloodshed every day. Taking the innocent life. Grow old, mankind heart gets cold, prophecies unfold, big and bold, world governments have a plan to re-enslave every man, economically, let them get away. No. Marcus Garvey came and teach us to be bold and conscious. Prince Emmanuel taught us to hold the Sabbath and be righteous. King Selassie came and lead us as niggas, niggas. He taught us that love is our foundation. In it we must trust. Too much bloodshed.
Yes, big up yourself, Somali. Big up each and everyone locked in right now.
Inside the great beast, planning another black feast, using technology, hurting humanity, causing catastrophe, then blaming it on the Almighty. Too much bloodshed every day.
Well, I'm going to ask for your patience right about now. Yes, I'm afraid that Cushion's been struck by a fault with his internet service provider and is having to reset everything on his computer, but he will be back shortly. I'm in contact with him via my BlackBerry, so I do have a contact through to him. But his internet service provider has provided him with a few problems that he's about to overcome and then be back with us very shortly. I beg your patience and perseverance and appreciate that. We're going to rinse out one or two more songs. You did remember whilst we were speaking to him, he mentioned he was the second place, the runner-up in one of the Jamaican National Federation competition. It was with this next song that I'm going to play, and we'll talk about it on Upon His Return.
Nothing in life come easy. Hard work pays off. But failure must be unthinkable in your thoughts. For success to come,
make me your own.
Willing to make the sacrifice, somewhere to go and roll the dice, but that won't change the price for rice. You gotta get yourself organized, cause you know the seeds you sow is what will grow. Oh yes, now everything turn up, food in a pot, silly food now burn up.
Tracks entitled Everything Turn Up.
Hard work pays off.
Make up yourself, High Key.
Failure must be unthinkable in your
rough necks, Miller.
For success to
large up Somali.
You are willing to make the sacrifice, somewhere to go and roll the dice, but that won't change the price for rice. You gotta get yourself organized, cause you know the seeds you sow is what will grow. Oh yes, now everything turn up, food in a pot, silly food now burn up. Now everything turn up. Still nothing now burn up.
sacrifice. Harvest time, now the fruit is ripe. Things manifest, what a beautiful sight. See ya now, things nice. Success don't come overnight. Oh yes, DJ Andy, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Any DJ test, them a go get burn up, burn up, burn up, burn up, burn up. DJ Andy, turn up, turn up, turn up, and still nothing now burn up. Burn up, oh yes! Well, this is the voice of the Volcano Trumpet Fusion Day, second place winner of Jamaica Festival Popular Song Competition 2011. Fusion Day, Assessor!
Nothing in life come easy. Hard work pays off. But failure must be unthinkable in your thoughts. For success to come,
make me you wanna see corner.
You are willing to make the sacrifice, somewhere to go and roll the dice, but that won't change the price for rice. You gotta get yourself organized, cause you know the seeds you sow is what will grow.
Oh yes, now everything turn up, turn up.
Silly food now, nah, burn up, burn up, burn up. Now everything turn up, turn up, turn up. Still nothing now, nah, burn up, burn up, burn up.
Yes, after so many years of sacrifice, all this time now the fruits is ripe. Things manifest, what a beautiful sight. See ya now, things nice. Success don't come overnight. Yes, now everything turn up, turn up, turn up. Food in the pot, silly food now. Burn up, burn up, burn up. Now everything turn up, turn up, turn up. Still nothing now. Burn up, burn up, burn up. Yes, we self-right turn up, tourism turn up, we athletes turn up. Our reggae music turn up, we food it turn up, we culture turn up. Out of many we are one, so join and sing with this song. Oh yes, now everything turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Food in the pot, silly food now. Burn up, burn up, burn up, burn up, burn up, burn up. Now everything turn up. Join in the fun, every man have a chance. Get up, come make we prance. This is the time for celebration. Feel the rhythm so sweet. Come make we rock to the beat. Yeah, yeah.
I just want people to really appreciate. Really appreciate the Jamaican Song Contest been going for decades, from what, late 60s, early 70s, straight through to now. And Kushan Dea is one of the very first, if not the first, non-Jamaican to be taking the second place.
Nothing in life come easy. Hard work pays off.
Blessed love.
All right, it looked like the connection mech again. You there, Kushan?
Yeah, me there again, King. My apologies.
Yes, well, you're welcome back, welcome back. We know how things stay in Jamaica sometimes with the internet. It's not strong sometimes.
Yeah, true that.
But you made it back and you're very welcome back. And everybody seems to be really feeling this everything turn up. And I was just emphasizing the fact that you must be the one of the very first non-Jamaican to feature so highly in the results. Is that right?
Definitely. First time in the 49 years of Jamaica's independence.
49 years. Wow.
Yeah.
So this was what, 2011?
Yeah, 2011, yeah.
Okay, okay. And on that occasion, which tune win?
The one that called Oh If We.
Okay.
And it's by Everton Pessoa.
Okay.
I mean, talking the truth, the talk of the street is everything turn up win it. Because them sit down a yard second or first, you see it?
All right, yes, yes.
You know, so I give thanks to the blessing same way. And I don't know, you know, it's an opportunity that is second to none. And, you know, I give thanks for the regime that was in power at the time that allowed me to make that possible, you know, because being a non-national, it's not easy to get into such a prestigious competition, you know.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. I don't know if it's written in the rules that you have to be Jamaican to enter, but it looked like that's not there. So.
Well, definitely they had something where you think you got to be in the country living for over 6 months, and I was already there in September 2010.
All right. Okay. So you satisfy the criteria.
Definitely, sir.
Well, I'm sure you're very proud to have reached the second place because it's quite a prestigious competition.
Yep.
And since then, I'm sure the track's been doing very well. I don't know. You can tell me maybe.
Yeah, well, definitely it's getting rotation around the globe, and it even awarded me an opportunity where I went up to the New York in the summertime. I did a show with Barris Hammond and Wayne Wonder.
Okay.
I even get to perform on one of the biggest summer show in Queens, New York, called the Reggae Rhythm and Blues, where Babyface, people like Monica, Taras Riley, I Octane, Leroy Sibbles, John Holt, you know.
Yeah.
Enough celebrating acts in reggae, Beanie Man also. So I say it opened up a lot of doors for me because you cannot break through in reggae music are from another Caribbean island unless you go to the core, which is the grassroots Jamaica.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I have made that move, and it has been of tremendous, I mean, benefit to me because, you know, every day you get a lot of people saying, wow, me never know, so the small islands have reggae, so up there, you see it?
Yes,
you
yes.
know, so we get to realize reggae, it's an international front, it's an international medium, an international music. And you find the words that Bob said, reggae will rise and find its rightful people one day. And it has been finding its rightful chosen servants to administer the right music with message for humanity. Yes. And everything turn up is actually to commend all the Jamaicans with their hard work and keeping Jamaica as beautiful as it is, because some people have a lot of stigma, say, boy, Jamaica, pure crime. I mean, crime, they're all over the earth.
Yes.
You know. But, you know, we need to get back this good thing about Jamaica, because Jamaica is a paradise in the sun, just like any small island in the Caribbean. Yes. Same way, you know?
But I was thinking about the song itself, you know, and whether you actually wrote it specifically to enter the competition. Because,
definitely.
Because you got a nice catchy hook in there, you know. This turn up is a in phrase at the moment, you know, the Jamaicans.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Every now and again is a new phrase that take over the island and take over the world, and turn up is ripe at the moment, don't?
True, definitely. Well, at the time, it was no longer festival, because in the days of Toots and Maytals, Bob Marley, the days of Derek, the days of Eric Donaldson, it was like festival. But now in Jamaica, they put it / popular song competition. So the winner must have a popular talk
right.
in a theme tune. So when them tune touch the streets can say, yo, we can relate to the thing. And really and truly, my song in comparison to the winning song was a song that the public could have really relate with. So eyes closed, people thought on the night I was going to be the winner. But there was a disadvantage. You could have only vote or cast your vote from a Claro phone, which is not even a secondary phone. It's actually an optional phone in Jamaica. It's either you have a Lime phone, which is a cable and wireless, or you have a Digicel.
Okay.
A Claro is an optional phone. So Claro was the sponsor of this event through the JCDC. So
right.
Unfortunately, people who voted for me on Digicel, it never count. You know, so.
Okay, so that really turned a disadvantage and give the opening for the your competition, really.
Definitely. And like I say, trust me, to enter it the first time, make the semifinals and make the finals and end up triumphant, it's a milestone for Kyushan Dea's career.
Okay.
And I give thanks to the Jamaican people and all those who supported me.
Yes, well, very well done, and enough props to you, because it's a big achievement.
Definitely.
Yes, just to big up each and everyone who's been patiently waiting for your return. Yes, he's back on the on air with Yendis here on Reggae Space with after a short intermission, and we listen to everything Turn Up the Festival second place for 2011. The next track I want to play, and it's entitled Fast and Pray. Now, you got a little bit of a story behind this one, I believe.
Definitely, this is a song that is the backing band for this song is one of the renowned 2010 and 11 Battle of the Bands winner, which is a band from Jamaica that participated among 4,000 band and went to Malaysia and brought it home with reggae music.
Yes,
so it proves
yes.
that reggae music.
Damn, it looks like the connection gone again. oh dear, well, we're going to try and reconnect, but I can certainly agree with him making some statements about the Dubtonic crew. And Jibba White has been in our virtual studio twice already talking about the World Battle of the Bands, which in 2010-11, I believe they went to Malaysia. And,
yeah, and they won.
Yes, they came back with the title as the best new band in the world. That's the title.
Definitely. And among all the different genres. So it proves that reggae as a force and reggae as a strength, you know, and we should use it now and just unite the world as one, you know.
Right, right. And they're the backing band on this particular track, is that right?
Definitely, and the message in the song is to let humanity know that no success comes without fasting. Everything that you do that may be of negative, if you fast from it and feast on positivity, then you can see more progress in your life. Definitely, I'm an example of that.
Life is like frequencies. Today you up, next day you die. Love won't meet with aggression. It will only cause tension. Every man face trials in life. Be wise in making decisions. When you are building up, there can be sudden collisions. So be prepared and be aware of the pitfalls out there. The mistakes of yesterday makes us who we are today. So even when you lost your way, remember fast and pray. Jah never said that it will be easy. You have to work hard, don't be lazy. For life is full of struggle, there's no need to smuggle. Set an example, be on a rebel. Every man must creep before he walks. When will man live the words that they talk? We need to strengthen those who are weak. No more slumber, no more sleep. The mistakes of yesterday makes us who we are today. Ooh, so even when you lost your way, remember fast and pray. Chant to summer day. Seek spirituality.
Yes, big up to Jibba White and the Dubtonic crew. Anyway, they're right now world champions, and they seem to work well with you, Kushan.
Definitely, we have a tight link going, and trust me, in the future you're definitely going to see us working together.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to touch on before you go. We're going to the top of the hour. We have about 15 minutes before Williams comes in. I want to also make sure everyone knows how to link you up and get hold of your material. We've had some links going through the shout box, but it's always good for you to say yourself.
Definitely, I'm just a ping away. Ping me on my BV 22C1E834. 22C1EA34. To book me, you can send us an email at qshandeya@gmail.com, which is QSHANDEYA at gmail. And you can hit me up at facebook.com/QSHANDEYA or myspace.com/1QShandeya. And also on Twitter, 1QShandeya.
Okay, well, you heard it yourself there, people. Promoter and Sam will be putting those links in the shout box as well. Let me just repeat the BB pin. It's 22C1A34 if you have the BlackBerry. 22.
Yeah, C1E. He is an elephant.
All right, C1E. I'm glad you corrected me there. Yeah, C1E34. 22C1E34.
No, 834. Sorry.
So
22C1E834.
Okay. So people can hit you up on any of those links in order to just friend you up and support you, but also, I guess, to work with you. I'm sure you're open for offers of work and combination, collaboration, that
definitely,
kind of thing.
Definitely, King. And I'm open to a collaboration. Even I'm open to promoters calling me to book me to be on the festivals in Europe, because I definitely going to be touching Europe this summer.
Right. Okay. So I'm sure if they're not listening right now, they can catch you on the recording. We'll be on my website in due course, yendis.co.uk. Yeah, just wanted to let people have you give you the opportunity to let people know what are going on in the future. I know you're a busy person and you've been dropping singles here and there, but you have an LP project in the pipeline?
Definitely an album in the process. This album is entitled Love Govern Us. Love Govern Us, and it's 18 tracks. It features people like Half Pint, Lady G, and presently we have some collabs in the process. One with Busy Signal, one with Queen Ifrika, and one with the big man himself, Barris Hammond.
Ooh.
And definitely people can hear one with me and Luciano, and one with me and D-Brown coming out very soon.
Okay, I look forward to that. But you mentioned Lady G.
Definitely. Lady G and me have a new tune called Guilty, which is actually a Jim Reeves cover.
Yes.
Jim Reeves is a very well-known singer in Jamaica. I mean, you know, the Jamaica is very connected to the country.
Yes. Well, I was just about to let that one off right now, and then perhaps we can talk about it afterwards, but you're right. Let's hear it.
She said, I've been accused, convicted, and condemned.
And that's
your say. Baby, the trial's over, and now I face the end. Is this your way of telling me we are through?
Not really.
And all I'm guilty of is loving you.
All man a dog me a fi test you. Me never have it in a me heart man fi left you. But to how you hear the verdict I guess you. Take it to heart and make it start stress you. Baby relax, make me caress you. You get a woman like me, God bless you. Me not gonna live by your side unless you hurt me.
Don't punish me.
Yeah, it's gonna pull it up one more time before we let it go. I just want to say yes. Every African Caribbean, certainly Jamaican household here in the UK, people of my age would have parents that will have a Jim Reeve LP or two in the gram.
Definitely across the bridge.
Yes, man. So, yes, it was. What make you choose this one? I mean, it's got a few.
Well, definitely, you know, sometimes it's good to say you're guilty and don't act like you're not guilty, because I am guilty of loving, is it?
Yes. And I know there's a video associated with this one. I see a video with
yeah man, it's a very good video. People could try to look it up on the YouTube, Guilty featuring Lady G, Q Shandaya featuring Lady G, and take a look at it and leave your comments, you know.
Yes, it's a good one because it's all a misunderstanding and all you're guilty.
Yeah, man. You don't know relationship drama.
Yes, man. All right. One more time.
Oh, Ja.
Oh, no, that's not it. Here we go.
That helped me, Ja.
Yes, we just played that one.
She said, I've been accused, convicted, and condemned. Baby, the trial's over, and now I face the end. Is this your way of telling me we are through?
Not really.
And all I'm guilty of is loving you.
Me never have it, and I'm a man to left you. But to all you hear the verdict, I guess you take it to heart and make it that stress you. Baby, relax, make me caress you. You get a woman like me, God bless you. Me never live by your side unless you hurt me.
Don't punish me for things I didn't do, baby. When all I
So I must stress to all listening right now, look out for Guilty Lady G, Q Shandaya on your YouTube channel. It's a very good video that supports the song very well. And like I say, it's a nice country tune that's been reggaefied by the great Q Shandaya. And to you, Kushan, many thanks for being with us. I know we've had one or two hiccups with the connection, but we survive. It's been really good speaking to you. Enough people appreciated it. Is there anybody you want to big up before you leave?
Well, I want to big up everyone that's listening right now, all the fans that logged in and continue to support me from strength to strength. I give thanks, and without you, I would not have been here doing what I'm doing now. And live in love and oneness, and let's submerge and overcome our differences in the quest for common goal and live together as one. Big respect and thanks to Reggae Space, management and staff, and also you, King Yandis, for having me here today. Ja love.
Yes, bless up yourself and all the best for you in the future. I know it's going to be a very successful career, and I hope that we helped you along in our little way just by having you here today, rinsing out a few of your tunes and letting people know a little bit about you.
True. Give thanks for that.
Yes, man. We've been struggling with the internet connection in Jamaica, and it has caused a few problems in the last hour or so, but I think the vibes is still strong and the tunes certainly are well appreciated, and I think you'll agree with me, he's a very talented artist, and it's likely that he's going to do very well in the future. Don't forget to hit up on the links and hit him up on his BlackBerry. You heard it from him, 22C1E 834. Make sure you link him up, friend him up, and lend some support, and seek out his material anywhere you can get it, online or otherwise. We have about, what, 4 minutes left in the hour. I'm going to rinse out just one more track. We got a sneak preview a few seconds ago. It's a track entitled Help Me Jah.
Oh Jah, Rastafari, you are my source of strength. Protect me in my going out and my coming in. Protect me from the snares of the fowler, even from the noises and pests.
Big respects everyone listening in. Williams coming up right after me.
In the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight always.
Help me Jah, help me Jah. Bless me with the word, song and the power. Protect me Jah, protect me Jah. Be my shield and my strong tower. Help me Jah, elect me Jah. Bless me with the word, song and the power. Protect me Jah, direct me Jah. Share my path from harm and danger. Me with the lyrics and the melody to uplift humanity, strengthen my music spiritually as I am back on my journey. Holy King upon creation, hear my petitions, grant I salvation, take away my transgressions. Help me Jah, elect me Jah, bless me with the word, song and the power. Protect me Jah, direct me Jah, come apart from harm and danger. I know you bless me with this voice.
So big up each and every one locked in here today. Big up all the shout boxers, giving a positive vibe to the artist. I'm sure he really appreciates that, so thank you on his behalf. Big up to Goody and Roughneck Smilla. Big up yourself, Lioness of Judah. Big up yourself, DJ Slick, High Key, Somali. Big up Queen Easy as always. Big respects to everyone who's been here. Promotants. Big up Dags and Large Up, Climb No Trees, DJ Queenie, DJ Boza. Big up Kenke Jaja Sound, Linford Nugent, and Pablo P. Big up Tragic, and Williams coming up in a few moments' time. Large Up Zero Silence.
Come the enemy. Bless me with serenity.
Bless me.
Even tranquility.
Even tranquility.
Long life and prosperity. So that's the I help me Jah, elect me Jah, bless me with the
big respects goes out to the anonymous one. I do believe that would be Selector Roast Breadfruit. Sending a special big up to Mama J. Yes, always rinsing out Kushan there in her shows. Large Up Mama J. Do remember, I'll be back in your ears tomorrow night with the Revival and Request show, like nowhere else on the net.
Elect me, your Jah, guide me.
And mark a date in your diary for next week.
The enemy.
Nina Carl will be in the virtual studio.
Me, oh Jah, help me.
I don't move a muscle. DJ Williams is coming up right after me. I say my own personal thanks for all those who persevered, and I really appreciate your patience.
This is Sarah Lugo, and you're tuning in to the Reggae Space Online Radio. You're listening to the one and only Yandex. Keeping the reggae alive, keeping the vibes alive, and spreading the love. We got Yandex.